This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Conan.
And apparently masks are still the subject of the day. There was the guy a week ago who decided he was going to abide the face mask requirements in California by wearing a KKK hood. Evidently, he can't be charged. They have no grounds for charging him, I guess.
What would the charge be?
I don't know. It's a good way to troll people, I guess, yeah. If you don't care about your reputation.
Well, being in California, wouldn't they turn that into some kind of hate crime situation?
Yeah.
An attempted hate crime? Thought crime?
I wouldn't put it past California to do that, but apparently they couldn't find anything. Even the thou shalt not wear a mask in public laws, don't they have one of those in California? Or is that suspended for the time being?
Well, I know they have one in Florida,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know about California. And I want to know how those two laws interplay with each other, right? Because Florida, at the very least, did pass a law forbidding people from covering their faces in public.
I think they look in the other way. I think they're just using discretion and not enforcing that.
Yeah. But still, it raises the question, if you were to be arrested for not wearing a mask in one of these states, as many people have been, you could make the argument that you were just following the law that said you couldn't wear a mask. I mean, that's government at its best.
And it would be up to the judge at that point. And whatever bias he is leaning towards that week would take precedence.
So at least in those states, the government has actually made it impossible to be a legally existing citizen. You're either breaking the law by not wearing a mask, or you're breaking the law by wearing a mask.
But you pretty much are always breaking the law in some way or
breaking
another.
Breaking the law. Right? Breaking the law.
Excellent point. But according to this article that you brought in, Conan, masks are making people meaner, dumber, more afraid, and less safe.
Really?
Well, of course. And, of course, a lot of people are wearing them because of safety reasons. They have been told somewhere along the line that it's all about, especially if you are sick, you are preventing healthy people from being sick because you're not spitting all over them.
Which is solid reasoning if I was sick.
Well, yeah, and if you lean the way that I do and that we all have it, we've either already had it, we've had it from last year or even last fall, or we're going, you know, it's in our system, and all they had to do is just give us the right test that happens to be either a false positive and or the test amplifies the little tiny little bit of corona that we have in us. We all have it.
I think the fact that most of the crew of Free Talk Live has been going around in public as normal, not wearing masks, not wearing gloves, and not doing anything different, but yet not one of us has been tested and positive for COVID-19. Most of us haven't been tested at all because we're perfectly healthy.
With this new legislation they're trying to pull down the pikes, H.R. 6666, the TRACE Act, the last thing in the world you want to do is get tested and to find out you have COVID because they can...
And they get they up
could,
your butt.
They could throw you in quarantine. And they can throw us... And then they would find out everyone we've been around... Yeah. And then they test you as well, throw you in quarantine, and vaccinate us with whatever poultice they have cooked up at the moment.
But wouldn't you say that our continued existence as healthy people is proof that the American people are being lied to by the media?
You would think. You would think.
There's at least very strong anecdotal evidence.
I mean, all you have to do is look at the stats, by the way, which they are not...
we should all be dead by now.
Which they are not displaying any longer. All the charts, all the stats, they don't come out at their little briefings any longer to tell what it's going to be. They'll talk about the curve, it's been flattened, but there's going to be the second wave and whatnot. So you all got to
stay inside.
Just keep staying inside. And you have a whole contingent of this country that are all on board.
I don't know about the statement, though, that we should all be dead. I mean, even by the government's own numbers, no, we shouldn't.
2% of us should be dead.
Not even that. Of young people? No.
Not of young people? Well, no, they don't say that.
Right.
They don't, and they don't say, and
maybe
they don't,
it's like 2% of elderly people or
correct.
Something like that.
And they don't, and they don't pick out the most polluted regions of this country either, like New York, which mm-hmm. is just smog central. Of course, people are going to get sicker in those areas than say fresh air New Hampshire.
Right.
Which what are we like 100 people dead or something?
Something like that.
And only a half dozen of them were under 60.
How many of them were going to die anyway?
Correct. From the seasonal flu
or whatever it was that they were already ill from.
Exactly.
You know, when they came down with this.
So what is this argument from lovebreedsaccountability.com about how masks are making people dumber?
Well, this is an argument that is more not so much the health concerns, but the ulterior concerns that we should all have in that it makes us, first of all, it's going to make us meaner. And I already know I'm not even wearing a friggin' mask. And I am, when I go out in the public and I see 90% of Walgreens is nothing but a face of zombies wearing their masks, all giving me the stink eye. It's making me mean. It's making me hate them.
It's not making, you're choosing to hate them. They can't make you do anything.
Yeah, that's true. I'm so unhappy with the situation that I have to
pity them. That would be better.
That's what I was doing 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Now it's turned into hate.
Okay.
That's not a healthy direction.
The emperor.
I got to agree completely with what you're saying.
The emperor is up there in his Death Star. He's cackling right now. Yes, use your hate, Conan. Your mask.
So you've been dealing with masks, right? Because you work for a government agency.
I'm all over the place.
The post office.
Supposedly, everyone in my outfit is wearing masks except us carriers. We basically go in, we do our thing, and then we get out there and we're just driving up and down the rural countryside. We don't get close to anyone really. And when I get to your house, I'm just throwing your package up. Well, not throwing, but I am placing your package on your porch and then running off.
Did you recently get a complaint about damaged packages?
No. Okay. I'm a good guy.
Like throwing them up there. I mean, not throwing. No, I get setting them there.
I get tips in Christmas time. I get cookies sometimes. Nice. I shoot money. My guys are happy with me. But I do have.
Not worried about getting COVID from one of the cookies.
I am not. No, give them to me. It's a way to build your immune system. One of my part-time non-essential positions have demanded that we wear masks in the office, and I told them straight up. We're not going to do it. Whenever you lift this nonsense rule, I'll come back and do some work for you.
Oh, so you walked.
I'm out. So I'm already, that's one, so I'm one job down.
Okay.
You didn't think about trying like a religious or medical exemption?
Well, So Saturday, I was still on the clock. I'd been out all day and I went and stopped at Tractor Supply in Walpole.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an armful of stuff, and I was walking into the building, and a young lady says, sir, do you have a mask?
You were walking into what building, where you worked?
Tractor Supply.
You were shopping?
I was shopping.
Okay.
And I had stuff.
You were coming in with stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
That was outside. The woman said, sir, do you have a mask? I'm like, and I knew where it was going. I'm like, no, I do not have a mask. And she's like, well, it's been mandated by Prince Sununu.
Did she say that?
No, she said Governor Sununu, okay. That all employees and customers wear masks.
But that has not been mandated.
That's a lie.
No, it is an absolute lie. Of course, I had been out all day. This is the afternoon on Saturday, and I knew what the mandate was going to be,
mm-hmm.
but I hadn't had time to look it up, and I was still on the clock. So I took my stuff that I had, and I placed it in the aisle, and I walked out of there.
Nice.
And I took my business to Home Depot. Home Depot still got their lines outside,
mm-hmm.
and 90% of the people inside are wearing masks, but they haven't given me a hard time yet. Someone that we know went into the Keene Family Dollar
mm-hmm.
the same day. I think it was Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
He got thrown out.
Thrown out, or the sign on the door said you couldn't go?
No, he went in there. He had his camera. He's got it all on video.
Really?
And the lady accosted him, and he got video of people in there.
How come I haven't seen this video yet?
We'll watch it during the break.
All right.
Yeah, I want to see this.
So And there were people in there, by the way, didn't have masks. So maybe they had said, I have asthma. I'm an old woman. I have asthma. I can't deal with this. And they got by. I don't know. But he went in there. He stirred it up a little bit. But, yeah, nice. It's coming down, man. There's an establishment in Bedford, Michael's, the art store. Yep. Masks. Mandatory masks. Even though we know Prince Sununu, his executive order doesn't say anything about customers having to wear masks yet. That hasn't come yet.
Don't. You could always just say, no, I'm exempt. I don't have to wear one. Yep. See how that goes. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, we're talking about masks here and your particular experiences with masks, Conan, and the experiences of this local who went to the Family Dollar here in Keene, but ultimately was not, it turned out, thrown out.
Correct. Point of correction. He was accosted.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught some people in there, by the way, who didn't have masks for whatever reason.
That's the right term. It's literally true, but I think it's probably a bit loaded.
The woman was confronted by an employee.
A verbal confrontation is to be accosted.
She was ready to throw. If she was muscular, she would have grabbed him.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh, yes, she would have.
She never came within 20 feet of him.
And how he got out of it was he claimed medical condition.
That's right.
Now, the other option...
She was just like, I'm going back to work.
Yes, exactly. The other option would be to claim a religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
Or
just claim exemption and don't tell them the reason why, because it's not their business.
Do that. And I'm wondering how many people who are upset with this new normal, this new abnormal, are going to be able to do that. Because it's not easy. I mean, no one wants to rock the boat. No one wants to go in there. It's someone else's. I don't.
Okay.
It's someone else's property. It's someone else's business and their affairs. And they feel, you know, I think that girl who accosted him felt that, you know, she probably didn't want to wear the mask, but she probably felt that it's necessary, that, you know, in order to get past this, we have to all hunker down. We all have to, you know, put our muzzles on.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the fact that in this same video, which we will link at discord.freetalklive at some point or in the Telegram chat that people follow, there's an old woman standing between the employee and the guy who made the video.
Clearly no mask.
And she is not wearing a
mask. She's checking out at the register. So she's been in the store the whole time. It's not like she just...
So did she get a waiver because she's just an old person, or did she claim some exemption as well?
Well, it's hard to confront an old lady, you know.
Exactly.
But this white man who walked in.
Oh, no. We can't have this.
Yes.
But
he's killing the world with his not wearing a mask.
I've had a couple of days to stew on this because I'm seeing more and more posts like this of people claiming certain establishments are coming down with this new rule, and like I said, I've already walked one job. I wasn't making a whole lot of money there, but a little bit of my income was coming from that place, and I'm waiting for the rest of the hammer to fall. You know, and we're not even at the mandatory vaccines yet.
Nope.
That's coming, and they want it. These people want it so bad, and there are people who are so fed up with this nonsense, they'll be lining up.
It'll make them feel better. It'll make them feel like they're doing something, they're contributing, and that, you know, all is well.
No, they just want to be normal again. They want to go back to work, and they want to be out in public. They'll do whatever. A couple of weeks back, we were making the joke about...
Do they not realize that wearing masks in public is literally keeping things from being normal?
Exactly. We're all muzzled, like farm animals.
I'm not muzzled, and I won't be muzzled.
Exactly. We're going to get in this article that's going to talk about how they see us without our muzzles, and it makes them angry.
They get mad.
Look at those. Oh, my God, those boat rockers over there. They're whale poisoners. What are they? Oh, they're going to get us all killed.
Well,
and here I am uncomfortable. I'm all sweating, and I'm fogging up my glasses because I've got this stupid muzzle on. And look at that person over there who's free. This is slave on slave mentality.
Well, right. And then I see him in the chat room tonight, but Stefan in Ohio called last night and called me a jerk because I said I didn't care. And you know what? I don't care about all of this fear-mongering stuff, and I don't care about how you feel about it. If you feel so afraid, you should stay home, you should lock yourself up, and you should follow all the quarantine procedures you want to follow. I'm not obligated to do it, and I don't I don't feel bad about how you feel about it.
Go on Amazon and get yourself one of them Bubble Boy outfits.
Right.
And pump some oxygen into it. You'll be just fine.
If you put a Bubble Boy outfit on and you can't fit through the front door of my business, it is not my responsibility to widen the door frame for you.
Well, no, it's my responsibility to take out my video camera and put that on YouTube.
That'll be next year's legislation, Ian, right, where you'll have to comply with
the
Bubble
AMA,
Boy.
Bubble Boy
and mandate. And make sure your bathroom is able to fit him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And has special a conveyor belt for him.
How do you pee in the Bubble Boy outfit? That doesn't sound like fun.
Pee into your diaper.
There you go.
So let's get on with this article.
Mask is making you meaner. Because you're wearing one, you're mad at everyone else who isn't.
Mm.
You can't say with any certainty or evidence that you know you're right to wear one or that the other person is wrong not to. But that's what you're told.
Well, they're certain.
And you believed it. So you decided.
Well, I think they are. That's scary.
So you decided to get a mask and wear it. And yes, it's a pain, but you believe it's part of the noble collective effort to work together and to do something big. And I say it's a pain, but let's be honest, a good chunk of you excitedly see your masks as a fashion accessory that make you look cooler, hotter, or just more woke. And when you look, if I go through my social media right now, I would say 20% of them are dudes and women's with their masks on. And they'll have designs, and they'll make...
Oh, yeah, it's a social statement,
sure. They'll be making their own masks out of some fabric that they got at Michael's or whatever.
I was telling Aria this before the show tonight. I got back from going to Curry Indian here in town, which is an Indian restaurant that takes cryptocurrency. And while I'm standing outside waiting, there were, of course, other customers coming up, and sadly, all of them had masks on. There were like three people. So I was the only person without a mask on. Also, Muhammad, the owner, did not have a mask on.
And this is pickup only?
They do delivery, but yeah, takeout.
No, I'm waiting for what people with their masks do when they get and are sitting down.
They're not allowed to sit down.
10 feet apart. No, when they actually do open the restaurants.
Oh, I see.
It's going to be 20% only, and you have to wear your mask until you eat. Are these mask wearers even going to go in and attempt to...
I've got an article about that, Conan. That's a good question. But just to the whole fashion statement thing, there was a guy that had a smiley face. I didn't notice it, but the girl who was wearing a mask did. And she complimented him. Oh, I love your mask.
God.
I love the smiley face. And then he talked about how somebody else made it for him. And now it's a thing, right? Like, this is a thing that these people can relate to. They're abuse victims. Right,
yeah.
So this is your typical victim-on-victim violence that you see, and so they can relate to their common abuse, and now they have little chats about their masks
and they were probably talking behind your back whenever you left. Son of a gun. So yeah, it's a fashion accessory to some. It's a being woke accessory. But whether you love or hate wearing it, when you see someone who isn't, you take it personally. You've been told that the person doesn't care about your health and safety, Mr. Freeman.
I don't care about their health and safety. Their health and safety is their responsibility, not mine. I care about my health and safety and the health and safety of people I care about, but I'm not going to try to save the world. It's not my responsibility to.
True that.
Let the individuals take care of their own health and safety. What do you think? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell has a message for House Democrats as they propose a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package.
This is not a time for aspirational legislation. This is a time for practical response to the coronavirus pandemic. And so we're going to insist on doing narrowly targeted legislation, if and when we do legislate again, and we may well, that addresses the problems, the needs, and not the aspirations of the Democratic majority in the House.
In the relief package, the National Endowment for the Humanities and National Endowment for the Arts would each receive $10 million to fund general operations. A group of Republican senators want President Trump to impose sanctions on China to hold the country accountable until they cooperate with investigators regarding the coronavirus outbreak. This is USA Radio News. The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet.
Taking a look at your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow lost 457 points to finish at 23,764. The S&P fell 60 points to 2870, and the NASDAQ lost 190 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking now about masks and this notion that masks are making people meaner. But as Conan pointed out, you know, not wearing a mask is also making him meaner.
It's making me meaner, and it wasn't 2 weeks ago, but...
So I don't think it's the masks that are fault. It's just this new social construct that has split people into two camps, mm-hmm. and America is horrifically divided on every subject. So this is just a new subject for people to hate each other over. Instead of whether or not they're Democrats or Republicans or Christians or Muslims or male or female, it's just mask or not mask.
Right. I think my level, my group, I think we're so insignificant that we couldn't be considered like the other tribe, the other party, the other, you know, the B group, because I just don't think a lot of people are where I'm at right now.
And what is that? Just the whole not wearing a mask thing?
Seeing when I go out and I see all these slaves. And I realized that they are the ones punching holes in the bottom of the ship. They are helping the powers that be bring this ship down even quicker.
Mm.
These slaves are making it worse for us freedom lovers, where we see through the charade, we see through the scam, the hype, and we understand, you know, what this is leading to. And I'm sorry, these people are doing harm to me. They could be out in my yard, breaking my windows with rocks. This is how I see them.
Not that different than how they see you then, right? Because if they think that you're harming people by the fact that you don't have a mask on, you're saying they're harming you by the fact that they do have a mask on, and that makes them obedient, which is helping the system take over faster. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch. I see where you're coming from, but I would caution you to not become that which you despise. And that sounds a lot like becoming that which you despise.
The emperor has told me to harness my hatred.
Because look, Conan, these people already existed, all right? So all the mask has done is made them visible to you. So now when you see 100 people, now you know, there's one of them, there's one of them, there's one of them, there's 50 of them, you know, there they are, right? And either they completely agree with the mask and are totally indoctrinated, or they're doing it to go along to get along because they don't want to be ostracized. But either way, they're in that camp.
I hope it's that, because when I go into to Walgreens and I see 90%.
Was it 90%?
When I go into Home Depot and it's above 60-70%, if everyone were in these masks.
I felt it was like half and half when I was in Walmart the other day.
Yeah, well, I don't even think it's half and half. I think it's maybe 30% of people are wearing masks.
Well, I haven't been in Dirt Mart in a while, but I know Home Depot on Sunday was really bad.
I also work in an essential business, and maybe 10% of people come in wearing masks.
Really? That's
maybe.
Good. Well, that's good because you're in one place long enough to kind of see that. Yeah. But then again, on the other hand, you may be experiencing a self-selection kind of situation where because the people who are coming in are more likely to leave their homes to get food, they're also less likely to wear a mask, right? Because the people are really afraid, they're not going out.
Good. That's what they should do. They should sit at home in their little isolation chamber, safe from the people out there not wearing masks.
Right.
And when you can't pay your bills, don't expect that stimulus bailout that you're probably waiting for. And that's really what it's really boiled down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of these people would wake up and would have woken up a long time ago if they didn't realize that there was a potential bailout right across the horizon. And that's where it's at. People would come to their senses. They would come to reality if they knew that there wasn't.
They weren't getting paid?
That there wasn't going to be a bailout. If they knew that there were going to be absolute consequences, all right,
going to be consequences. They just don't see them.
90-year grandma might actually die this year from pneumonia. But is that going to be any worse than a family of four, two kids, wife? We've been out of work for 2 months, and we can't pay. We're never going to catch up to this.
Mm-hmm.
Would that reality actually, bring them back to reality?
I don't know.
I think that it would, but people, we have gone too far down this, tread on me harder, daddy. bail me out, daddy, whenever I make a mistake.
Yeah. I share your frustrations, Conan. I really do. I just don't share the hatred. I think
hatred's a strong word.
Okay.
I think that I am so dissatisfied with the humanity right now.
Yeah, they're disappointing. They're very disappointing. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I expected a little bit better, but maybe I shouldn't have. But here we are. And now we're even, I would say, even more in the minority than we were previously. Like before COVID, we were already pretty much in the minority as far as a very, very small segment of the population being voluntarist, libertarian, anarchist types.
Free thinkers.
Now there's a schism within the voluntarist, libertarian, anarchists because some of them want to stay home and they're afraid or whatever. So now our group has split yet again, as it has many, many a time. And here we are, you know, in the minority of a minority.
That I was just talking about just now, consequences. You need to get the panels. You need to get the scales out. You need to weigh the consequences. Is your 90-year grandma dying worse than you not being able to? You losing your home, your children starving, you being so depressed because of all of this that you go and shoot yourself 6 months from now because you can't handle it anymore because life sucks so hard because of what you allowed to happen.
Conan, you can't make that judgment for them any more than they can say one or the other for you and have the state
forces. It has to be their decision.
Right.
But the
entire problem here is that they had the government come in and force you to accept their decision on it. Oh, no, it's better for grandma to stay alive than it is for the family of four to wake up homeless, right? That was the decision the government made with these lockdowns. And the people
went along with it.
The people wanted it.
But we can't force otherwise on them. just because we don't like their way.
I mean, we badmouth
our thing, and they should do their thing.
We badmouth government a lot, and then the powers that be, the people who are pulling the strings. But you know what? They wouldn't exist unless they weren't representing what the people actually wanted. The people want this. The people, the selfish people out there, are more afraid of dying than actually thinking about what
selfish,
thinking about reality.
Everybody's
they
selfish.
Say you're selfish because you're more concerned about freedom than the fact that other people could die.
Right. See, that's what we were getting from the hater that called in last night, was, you know, essentially saying that, oh, well, you know, you're saying your freedom is more important than society. You're saying, you know, you're being selfish.
Because society is built on freedom. Once you take that away, that's where we start going downhill.
Yeah.
The downward spiral begins when you start removing freedoms from us, and that's when it starts.
I would agree, but they care about a different downward spiral. You know, they care about the one where people are dying because of freedom.
People
and
are
the way they see it.
That's how they see it. But you know what? To all of you out there, all you selfish
people, want to stop hating them, you have to stop calling them selfish and recognize their humanity and their good intentions.
Well, I'm a cynic. Everyone is selfish.
Yeah, everyone is selfish.
That's my whole thesis on life.
They're selfish. Their value set is different than yours.
I'm saying that they're being unrealistic. I'm saying that you're afraid of dying, but what you're doing is going to cause so much more death.
Oh, yeah.
So much more impoverishment, so much more.
But you can't prove that.
I can't.
You can say so much more. This could be so much worse if you hadn't done this, or this is going to be so much worse because you did do this. Those are all hypotheticals.
All I could do is
Fauci standing up there saying this would have been so much worse if we didn't have the lockdown.
All I could do is throw him a history book.
This is
what happens. This is what happens when you allow government to encroach on your lives like this and take more and more of your freedoms.
Well, it's already started. I mean, there've already been increased numbers of people calling suicide hotlines. We've seen numbers of people killing themselves specifically, citing their depression over the current circumstances. And it's going to be something that will become more apparent. They can't see it. They can't see the future. They see only what's in front of them right now. And what they see in front of them right now is the potential for grandma to die. And they love their grandma, and they don't want grandma to die. And so they're going to just do whatever they can to help save grandma and that other person and their friend's grandma.
And themselves. And themselves. Sure. I mean, they're saying it's for grandma, but it's really they're afraid of dying.
That's got to be a factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll say it all day long. Yeah. Grandma. But no, it's themselves. Mm. Because yes, they're all selfish. But you have to come to a point where you bring reality into the equation. What am I actually losing? Are my kids going to starve next year because of food shortages, which is where it's going?
You're losing all kinds of cool things that we don't get to anymore, like concerts.
Yeah, restaurants.
Conventions.
This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Dean.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, you have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jerome calling from Uganda. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening. I'm so happy to be on Free Talk Live again.
Welcome back.
Mwesige Joram.
Yep.
Mwesige Joram.
What's on your mind?
Yes, actually, the COVID-19 has brought a lot of restriction on liberty.
Yeah.
Everywhere you hear people, actually the government, telling people to live in a certain way. They're restricting people's liberty. That
one more time, what was that? He said they're restricting people's liberty, telling them to live in a certain way.
Okay.
Yes. They're telling us you must get masks, must use masks. Actually, if you look at the certain percentage of people in Africa and Uganda in particular, the people who cannot afford the meal each day, they're telling them to buy masks.
Right. You can't afford to
and
eat
if,
already.
Yes.
<you know? laughs>
People, actually, 90% of the country's population is very poor, but the government is telling them you must get masks. And the government has no provision of that. The government is collecting money from people in form of tax, but the service from the government is very poor.
Yep.
And today they have been collecting money, the nation from people, and the money has been misused. And they cannot buy masks to the people.
You see, they're literally the people in Uganda are already impoverished, right? Like, it's not a particularly wealthy place. They're already spending a significant amount of money just, you know, to get the whatever bills they have paid and possibly eat some food at the end of the day, maybe. And now the government's saying, now you have to buy a bunch of masks.
Yeah, that's how it is. But of course, the government is getting a lot of money from people, but in return, the government does not provide, does not give the best service.
Oh, no.
Today, the government is trying to provide people with food, but the food, of course, you know the inefficient of the government. The food which is given to the people is rotten, actually. Sometimes, most times, beans are not of poor quality. And recently, the Speaker of Parliament was complaining the government gave expired milk to the young people. So, everything you see the government trying to touch on, it has a lot of bureaucracy, inefficiency.
Bureaucratic
actually,
inefficiency.
Since the outbreak of Ebola, of COVID-19, the government tried to supply food to the central districts.
Thank you.
Up to now, most people are quarreling. Some of them are striking, they're attacking offices and residents of the leaders. Because food has not reached in those areas.
Right.
And
yeah, you think
the government
it's bad
has,
in the United States.
The president has passed a directive in case if a leader or a politician is found giving people food, or if you attempt to give food to your neighbor, of course you are going to be penalized. You are going to be charged with attempted murder. That is
what
is most challenging, actually, the people.
Jerome,
and
say
actually,
that?
Some of the leaders, like MPs, have been arrested and tortured by the government.
So you get punished if you give out food to people.
Follow what is happening in Uganda. Those who are in opposition.
So to be clear, you can be charged.
They're not allowed.
Hold on. You can be charged.
Supply food.
You can be charged.
Everybody.
He may not be able to hear you.
The government said, of course, a task force in charge of collecting food from everyone who wants to donate to the people. And the government has used that as politics. Actually,
of course
has
they
used
have.
To popularize itself.
Wait, see, yeah. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? I think we're having a bad connection. I think it's to the point where he's just talking and he can't hear the other side.
What I heard from that was he's dealing with basically the mafia.
Well,
that's the government.
Who are the charitable individuals out there? They're killing people. They're leading people by the nose. But they're also giving out the presents. They're giving out the gifts.
Well, they're giving out rotten gifts.
Well,
yeah, that's what he said.
But if anyone else is to step in and to outshow them, sleeping with the fishes, bruh. You're going. You can't do that. You can't outshine us. You can't outdo us.
By the way, 42.7 million people live in Uganda, according to Google.
That's a lot of folks.
And according to, they're probably not as on it with the testing as some of the other nations are, but so far only 129 confirmed cases. But
well,
yet,
I know
total
that.
Total lockdown, don't give out any food, all the same crap that every other country, almost every other country on the planet is facing, it seems like.
I can't remember which country it was, but they basically says we're not using your stupid COVID tests anymore. Because
really?
We tested them on a papaya and a goat.
Oh, yeah, and it came up positive,
both of them.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going. We got Matt calling from California. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to say a couple of things. One, the government out here does not represent the people. If you look it up, there's a movement out here that's been going on for a long time. It's called the State of Jefferson.
Yep.
You know, our government, Republican, Democrat, they serve the same agenda of empowering the government. And I'm telling you, out here, about 70% aren't wearing masks. About 30 aren't. There's still some of the liberal propaganda up here, but we're the most heavily armed area in California. Mm. And I see what's happening with the COVID thing as, I don't want to say a win for liberty, because it's not, but it's definitely opening more eyes to people who were just kind of lackadaisical with what's going on.
What concerns me is that it's opening a lot of people's eyes to a BS, like the Plandemic documentary. Everyone's like, have you seen Plandemic? Watch it now before it gets pulled from YouTube. But they're pulling it from YouTube immediately, so there must be truth to it. No, just because they're pulling it doesn't mean it's true.
Well, no, I agree with you on that, but I can tell you that the people here, they don't really care what the government is saying anymore because they don't serve us. Hmm. They don't serve us at all. In fact, the more the government of California pushes, the more people are buying guns and planting food because they're coming to the realization that at some point they're going to have to use force to defend themselves from the state that does not serve the people here. And the media is in bed with them. I mean, sure. I don't listen to your show as often as I could really like to say I do. But I can tell you the media here is more Nazi Germany propaganda than even remotely close to what's going on out
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Operation Mockingbird. All of the deep state agencies are heavily involved in mainstream media, including Hollywood.
What is Operation Mockingbird?
That's where the CIA infiltrated Hollywood, basically, to control the American people for our own good. They wanted to inspire nationalism and whatnot, and they finally agreed to it many years later, but they never said that it was over. They're still heavily in bed in mainstream media.
Well, I wouldn't even say mainstream media. I'd say even local papers. I mean, our local paper here in my community is so dishonest that it's not worth even using for birdcage liner.
Good stuff.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for the call. It's definitely been fascinating to see how different states have been reacting to this. And California and New York, they are among those states that I would have expected to be most, I don't want to say liberal in their response because that's obviously not correct, but most leftist in their response, most pro-mask, pro-shutting down, pro-fear.
Well, he's in Northern California. It's a different. Yeah. They've been trying to secede for like the last 10 years.
He mentioned that he brought up the state of Jefferson, which is one of the secession movements up there.
Those are country boys up there.
Yeah, they want to get out of California, and unfortunately, they haven't had any success at that yet. But I wish them the best. I hope that does pan out.
No, L.A. County is talking about another 3 months of lockdown. And they're serious about it.
Months?
Oh, yeah. So they're crazy.
The city people are totally, like, crazy with this stuff, for sure.
By the way, that country was Tanzania. That was a papaya and a goat. Both tested positive for COVID, and the president there was like, we don't want your stupid tests. This is a bunch of bull crap. And, yeah, I mean, there's no telling how many of these tests have been false positive all along.
Right. Yeah.
And it just completely ruined the statistics and doing exactly what?
They want fear.
They want the fear. They want the muzzles.
Well, the statistics were never, I mean, good or useful in the first place. I mean, they never had good statistics, sure. And they never will.
From the get-go, 2.2 million people were supposed to die in America. Neil Ferguson, you piece of crap.
2.2 million. They said 2.2 million.
The models that were created, this whole lockdown was because of his computer models. 2.2 million.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.